brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, my friends. We are transmitting worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on XM from satellite across the globe on channel 166, WWCR, 100,000-watt blowtorch shortwave globally, all the ships at sea and all the continents of the world, and, of course, number one on the audio streams at Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming video. Thank you so much for joining us here at the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty and awakening the sleeping giant that is humanity. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush. He did their morning national security briefings. He will be joining us to give us the skinny on the latest on Iran. As we continue to track that, the Hill newspaper reports from Capitol Hill, U.S. and Iran inch closer to military conflict, despite the fact we now learn it was Benjamin Netanyahu who canceled the Israeli/U.S. joint drill with their navies right up against the coastline in the Strait of Hormuz with Iran. So why did BB cancel that provocation? That's a good move. Maybe he's actually listening to his advisors now. So we'll be going over that. Also, Iran is having their signals jammed. Their national TV broadcasts are being disrupted. Press TV, national organ of the government of Iran, of Persia. Also, fear and loathing in Central Asia. Will U.S. go to war with Iran? Another report there. Saudis say they can replace Iranian oil supply if the sanctions coming up at the end of this month are enforced. The Iranians have promised to shut down the Strait of Hormuz if that does take place. So look for big developments coming up here in the next 13, 14 days or so. We'll continue to track it here. You can be guaranteed of that. Saudi Arabia targets $100 crude price, as we mentioned. Egypt asked IMF to pay $3.2 billion in standby facility, or they may go completely belly up. Egypt's next parliament to be led by Islamicists. The Washington Post reports, everywhere the globalists go in and kick out their own people. Saddam was a globalist puppet. Mubarak was. Libya had made deals 7 years ago. They put al-Qaeda in charge. And then I get lectured by these neocon radio hosts. I routinely tune into radio. I just scan through the dial, and once a week or so, here's some talk show host talking total trash about me. I'm sent clips more often than once a week by listeners, but I even hear it myself, where Alex Jones wants the Islamists to get us. Really? Last time I checked, I didn't get the underwear bomber on Christmas Day on the airplane like the State Department under CIA orders. Last time I checked, I didn't get the shoe bomber on the plane under MI6 orders. Last time I checked, I wasn't MI6 running the 7/7 bombings in London. London Telegraph, Fox News had to report. Last time I checked, I wasn't the U.S. Embassy ordered to let Mohammed Atta and seven other hijackers into the U.S. from their Saudi Arabian al-Qaeda meeting. Last time I checked, I didn't create al-Qaeda like Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter. Last time I checked, I didn't use them against the Russians or the Serbs. Last time I checked, I didn't land them in Tripoli. Last time I checked, I'm not with al-Qaeda. Let's get that straight. The criminal banks that run this government and that are running our country into the ground, they run al-Qaeda. The very people using them to take our liberties and freedoms run them. Duh. All right. I haven't even started my engines yet. Total news blitz. I have never succeeded. I have never come back from break and gotten through more than 5 articles before I start rampaging down whatever avenue that the tumblers click in my brain into a data connection drive. But I'm telling you, when we come back, I'm going to read every stinking one of these headlines straight ahead and only give one sentence of analysis before plunging back in to the transmission. But it gets more powerful, more revealing. We've got a lady joining us in Pennsylvania, where the state police came after her for not vaccinating her child.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life. More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Special report coming up in the third hour. We are going to be joined by a mother in Pennsylvania who is a listener, who is a health and sports director at a major organization, but we're going to leave that name out of it here. And I've called, made calls, confirmed all of it. She took her 2.5-year-old in to the pediatrician, and she was basically harassed by the doctor for an hour, pressuring her to take inoculations. And then when she got home over the weekend, two separate times, the state police came to her home. And so Rachel Gorman is going to be joining us. She's heard the show before, but it's her father that is a daily listener and told her to email us. And we have contacted her. We have a copy of the letters the state police gave her, and she will break it all down coming up in the third hour. But the reason I say this is a special report is because all over the United States, from California to Alabama. And those are the two news clips we've got actually coming up when she's on with us, is from California and Alabama. The police come to your door with bureaucrats and they say, we're coming in, we're going to give you inoculations. And in some cases, they're so hyped up in their criminality, they actually will force their way in, take your children, and have a judge say that you're a bad parent and take them, even though there is no law that you have to take the inoculation. It is total tyranny on steroids. And in every state, from Michigan to Texas, from Kansas to Utah, this is now happening, and we have the confirmed mainstream dinosaur media reports, they're not even hiding it, that the feds are now visiting people's homes. Health and Human Services, Centers for Disease Control, families are across the nation, you've seen this in the news, getting letters from the feds. And then if you're uninformed enough to even fill out the report that they order you to fill out, which violates your rights as well, they then use that to send feds or deputized feds, and in some cases it's not even constables or police, and we have newscast of this, it is health department people, and you open the door and they say, I'm coming in, we got the shot. I mean, can you imagine the ultra mega tyranny of this? I mean, this is Twilight Zone, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, absurdist craziness, because they don't even have laws. It is just frothing criminality in a psyop. The criminal bureaucracy can't pass a law. They've tried hundreds of times. Every year they try in every state in the union. And so they do the other thing. They run a hoax, and you've all heard it. You've all read it, heard it on radio, and seen it on the nightly news in the month of August. Every day. It's the law to take 50-plus vaccines. We're having a mass inoculation at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. We're having a mass inoculation at this gymnasium. We're having a mass inoculation to keep your children safe at this facility or at Central Park. It is the same giant, criminal, lying, wicked hoax. And now, in Alabama and California, that's the two places they're going wild. And by the way, they're done going and taking the poor people's kids who they think can't defend themselves and are ignorant. They're now going to the uppity places. And again, that's when you know you are hitting rock bottom. When they went in New Orleans and went in the high and dry areas in giant $15 million mansions, some of the most expensive houses in the country are in New Orleans. They look like the White House. There's a whole bunch of them. It's famous in architecture. That's what's on the news. You've seen it. Just type in gun confiscation New Orleans. And it shows them blowing the doors off safes, taking families' guns, granddaddy's shotgun, everything, throwing them in trucks and stealing them and putting the citizens in handcuffs and going ahead and breaking their nose or tackling grandma. I mean, they want everybody. And they sit there with the cops and the rest of them engaging in these hardcore crimes outside of law. But remember, they did this starting in about 1910 in New York, New Jersey, and then it spread nationwide by the 30s. 34 states had total eugenics laws. Another 10 or so, we've got maps of it in Endgame, had quasi-laws that just said you have no rights, so they're unconstitutional laws, can't legalize tyranny. We are going to come because you made under a B+. We actually have the newsreels in Endgame showing the report card. And if the report card said you made under a B+, they would pull up in a truck and they would take you to generally a medical facility, an insane asylum, and they would have medical students chop your uterus out, or literally chop your testicles off. And people say, well, come on, I get dumb emails when I'm showing the newsreels of this, and I'm sorry to get graphic, this is medical stuff we're talking about here, this is what happened, this is history. 500,000 people plus on record just up to the 40s did it. They estimate another 500,000 or more, but the numbers were kept more secret up until 1987 when Oregon was the last state to stop doing it. And I've had the guest on about this. You say, but they could There's other ways to sterilize a woman, you know, just tie their tubes or whatever, or do the same with a man. They wanted it bloody. They wanted it to be brutal. It was all about a bunch of medical students having fun and learning that you're an animal. It's about twisting medicine. Medicine is always used as the tip of the spear in tyranny. And if you don't know about the Soviet Union or the Chi-Coms or the Nazis and medical tyranny, or medical tyranny in England or medical tyranny in France with the Panopticon, if you don't know what that is, you better learn. Because this is the philosophy and this is what we're under. And I have had family who doesn't vaccinate and they've been threatened. Okay, well, you know, the doctor says I may call Child Protective Services on you. This is a neglect. There's no law, but they've got eugenics courts set up in 1910 in New York by the Rockefeller family on record. Margaret Sanger, all of them came out of New York. And they set the precedent with the mentally handicapped and folks that it looked like it was reasonable to some. They always start with, you know, with the most vulnerable, and then they beta test and then they move on. And they set this up all across the United States. And the family courts, people ask, how is it a judge? Well, I thought you get a jury. Oh, it's to protect the children. No, they were health department eugenics. Write this down. Racial hygiene courts. Write that down. Just type it in. You'll get New York Times best-selling history books about it. You'll see the actual documents, university reports. Just type in racial hygiene courts, 1910 New York. Never had family courts. Never had. Family courts are demonic Nazi organizations of pure, unmitigated evil. Previously, if somebody was beating their child with a tire iron, that's deadly assault, and daddy or cousin Bubba goes to prison. And back in the old days, when the cops pulled up, back when they were actually going after criminals, and somebody beat their kid and knocked their teeth out, well, you're going to get a few lumps on the head on the way to the jailhouse. It's like that Johnny Cash song, he's in the jailhouse now. We ought to go out to break with that, see if we can pull up Johnny Cash, he's in the jailhouse now. Thank you. Or we can come back out of break with it. All right, I'm going to come back from break and get into all the news that's got me so wound up. I mean, because I've got to somehow cover all of this. There's got to be more than 100 articles here, each one more insane after the next. But coming up, I'm going to expose in the third hour today the gigantic hoax, the biblically sized, galactic sized, off the chart fraud that is the family courts in all of this, where the state police come after you now if you're not shooting your kid up. And I've got articles here today about more people dying getting the flu shot. You take your child in, they get the shot, sometimes they die right on the spot, and that's when you're lucky. Because it's now even come out in Dinosaur Press that many of the children, they wonder why the babies die. It's always after the vaccines. And then they try to blame the parent, and they do a CAT scan. There's blood on the brain. They say, you must have beat your child. And it turns out the hospitals know full well they've killed your child. But they're going to blame you for it. They're going to blame you when your baby has an autoimmune response and convulsions, as top brain scientists and neurologists like Dr. Blaylock have broken down here. Sudden infant death syndrome and the rest of it. Yeah, you're blessed if they have the convulsion and the blood starts running out their nose right there on the spot. But usually it happens that night. You put the 18-month-old down, or you put the newborn baby down who just got their shots. You put them down and they either wake up dead, or the 18-month-old's talking, drawing, laughing, learning their ABCs. We're going to go to break, and when the next morning, Junior wakes up. Junior ain't there no more. Because the eugenicist dropped by.
Well, the one for the man being gamble. You dropped to him gamble. He tried anything.
All right, we'll be right back.
He was out on cat one night.
That's not Johnny Cash, but I guess it'll do.
And the big police.
We'll be right back.
He's in a Jedi now. He's in a Jedi.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
I had a friend named Bill Campbell. He used to rob, steal, and gamble, and on the side he'd beg, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it, and Camel told me he knew it, so he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, Camel flubbed his dub when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yoda boy. Oh, Yoda.
Yeah, that's Johnny Cash with In the Jailhouse Now. We were playing a local house tonight earlier. What's that fellow's name you said? Doug Somm.
I met his old gal Sadie.
You boys got to turn that microphone up. I mean, I've got to be psychic almost to be able to hear you when you talk over that thing. It's always so low. Well, no, it's an electro voice. If you guys got it like 9 feet away from you, I can't even hear you. It's no big deal. It's just like an ongoing nightmare. Never been able to hear what you say. He's in the jailhouse now. Okay, we are back live. We do have Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, to break down the latest on Iran for about 30 minutes with us at the start of the next hour. Then we've got another guest, a lady who they're sending the CPS after with the state police because she said, no, I'm not going to take the vaccines for my daughter. Sorry. So that is coming up. But after I cover the news and after I have Ray McGovern on with us, I am going to open the phones up and go to some of your phone calls. But I do have trouble controlling myself when I see the state of California inoculating children without parental consent. So I guess I've got to correct myself when I said in the last segment that in no state is it the law your children be vaccinated. I forgot that Governor Brown, what, 4 months ago, did sign a bill saying they will give your children shots without your consent. They're claiming children as young as 11 now have parental control. So your 11-year-old's got to get permission from you to go to the zoo or go to the planetarium. They go on a field trip, but they don't need that for an abortion or for the state to convince your child to take the shot. Of course, under common law, can a 20-year-old man convince a 12-year-old girl to have sex with them? No, because even if the 12-year-old says they consent, they're a minor. This is just common sense. But see, the criminal state, the lawless, anti-American criminal state of California says, we're going to give your children shots and we're going to give them abortions, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Now, previous to that, we have newscasts where they come to your house and order your child vaccinated. And, you know, cops sit there, they got their nightsticks and their tasers. And, of course, the cops do think it's the law. They're like the general public. They don't know their head from a hole in the ground. They can probably barely count to 10, like the fluoride head general population. I don't hate cops. I just hate stupid, ignorant people that will carry out any order they're given. And it'll ruin your own future. All right, I'm sorry. You know, this is a short segment. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to try to compose myself. But what happens is I stay up late at night researching. I research in the morning. I get in here. There's stacks of news they've printed. Some of it I've seen. Other news I haven't. And it just makes my head completely spin. I mean, I knew this was coming. They announced 2 years ago. They said Austin will adopt the Copenhagen Treaty. And how we'll adopt it, even though the Congress didn't sign on to it, or the president tried to, but can't without Congress. We're going to adopt the Copenhagen Treaty, and we're going to double the average Austin power person customer within the next 3 years. And here we are 2 years later, and they're implementing it. It already went up some last year, about a 40% increase. That's all in the Austin American Statesman and Your News Now. You're in front of me, local news outlets. And I was listening to the city council meeting this morning on the radio. They're having a special session, and they're debating whether it should be an 80% increase this year alone on the average user over the 40% last year, or whether it should just be 40% again. And the good guys are just for the 40, and the bad guys are for the 80. Of course, they're all bad, but they give you a false choice. That's psychological warfare. And they admit it's going to bankrupt a lot of people, but that's just the way it is. And they said it's for the earth. That's right. That's right. Give Formula One $50 million in tax breaks and then just get the money from little old ladies. In fact, they say this year alone, with these rate increases, in the next 11 months.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is he any wonder that his face is red? That poor old wooden head.
Let me just go ahead and cover this piece of news first, since I already started getting to it before the last segment ended. Your news now, the Austin American Statesman, all report, and they're having a debate about this. They're saying that it is for the earth, actually, in the city council of Austin. This is a beta test for the rest of the country and the world, for that matter. In fact, Bloomberg even reports that Austin is the test case to just charge people more for electricity. And they say to teach you to use less so that they can pay to build Formula One racetracks. and give their buddies all sorts of tax breaks and incentives. And they plan on raising $160 million extra just this year alone by the 80% tax rate increase for power. Now, of course, government buildings and government affiliate contractors, they're exempt from this. The churches, though, are going to have their rates raised. And they just announce it and they keep saying, but it's for the earth. No, it's a criminal enterprise. And then I was reading some of the Statesman articles and following the debate in the city council this morning on the radio. One of the local stations was airing pieces of it. And they were saying, well, people use too much power and we've got too many power plants in America. And so overall, electric rates have dropped in some areas of the country. We need to do this to teach people that coal and natural gas aren't good options and that we need to use less. I mean, I'm hearing post-industrial world, America having power is bad. Mexico can have all the power plants it wants. China can build a couple new ones a week. We can't have any. But General Electric, who is exempt from all this, they can keep their plants operating. Because they basically run the White House. And they have the patent on the curlicue, mercury-filled, toxic, headache-inducing light bulb, the horrible fluorescence that they're, by law, by executive fiat, making us adopt. Congress has now started to repeal that, but the bureaucracy still just rolls forward. What type of toilet you can have, what type of light bulb, but under BioShield, hundreds of facilities, 36 government, hundreds and hundreds of other subsidiary universities and private firms, weaponizing every zoological and human transmitted disease you can imagine to airborne with 90%+ kill rates. Nobody's worried about that environmentally. Nobody's worried about hundreds of species being spliced with each other or the honeybees dying or every study showing GMO corn, potatoes, maize, soybeans within three generations just totally mutating, sterilizing, and killing every monkey species, rat species you give it to. And, of course, monkeys, you can get them going on a five-year cycle. So in 15 years, you can have a three-generation study. They got them. With rats, you can have that in 1 year, three-generation study. Of course, humans, is a 20-year cycle on average, and we're just now seeing the numbers. Sperm rate almost completely down to nothing. Total collapse, cancer exploding everywhere, absolute bedlam, just all sorts of diseases, neurological disorders, diabetes off the chart, and we're just a generation and a half or so into this. Can you imagine in 10 years? Can you imagine in 20? And, of course, the corporate dinosaur media will never tell you why this is happening. They'll just tell you, here's drug companies that'll treat the disease the globalists have given you. Isn't that just special and cutesy cake? Yeah, you bet I'm angry. And in fact, I am so angry right now that I'm not going to blow up because I've learned that when I don't control myself and I have complete blow-ups, then I don't have energy to work until 8 o'clock at night like I have to this evening. Because I got the TV show tonight, I got meetings, I've got interviews I got to do, I got all this to do, and I cannot explode. But as a primitive human, faced with all this, at a certain point, you start getting hopping mad. Because, you know, in 5000 BC or whatever, most problems could be solved by stomping somebody. And so my brain just keeps saying, just give me somebody to stomp. Just show me the enemy. But we're not going to defeat this that way at this phase. We have got to just get people to realize just how evil the government and special interests are and stop being naive. But, I mean, the city council is a group of outrageous scum, just like California. Total globalist, anti-human. They're not liberals. They're thieves that sell you it's for the earth, so that the contractors and the power sellers that sell to Austin Energy, and we're told it's government getting this money. No, it's not. It's the special interests that sell the power to Austin. The same special interest that helped shut down the city-controlled utilities so that we couldn't produce our own power. They're shutting power plants down all over the country. And I have to sit here And 40% last year, 80% this year, and another 80% increase next year. I mean, just highway, naked, flaming, stealing with both hands. And they're so manipulative. If we can just teach people these tricks, they're on the news going, well, the mayor, you know, says we should only increase it by 40%, not 80, like the rest of the council wants. And then it's like, oh, the mayor, he's the good guy. He only wants to raise it on old ladies by 40%. How nice of him. I mean, that trick is so elementary that it makes me want to throw up. I mean, people think when they're self-centered and don't care about politics and just say, oh, you can't affect change, why should I get involved, that that's somehow some kind of moral shield, and that if you just don't care, that you're immune. No, when you don't care, the wolves eat your sheep like rump for dinner. And I hear the people complain, I don't know why my power's going up. I hear it all the time. We got to do something. Well, you're not going to do anything until you kick out the electronic voting machines where I live. And it's the same in many other cities. I mean, you think these crooks are here to just take over the power supply and the water supply and jack up your prices? They're here to take control. They're criminals. Of course there's no voting in Austin. So you say, what do? You sue them. You protest them. You point out it's a fraud. You go back to original paper ballots, counted precinct by precinct, and then tallied up publicly. But if you don't face up the fact that many cities are 100% mafia run, Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, New York, New York, Los Angeles, California, you mean Detroit, these are criminal, 100% devilish enterprises with a bunch of cattle out there. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Let me just do what I said I was going to do at the very start. Let's see if I can do it. Journalist sues Obama over indefinite detention law. NDAA provision could be one-way ticket to Gitmo for protesters, claims class action lawsuit. Well, yeah, they're already trying to take people's kids outside of law for not taking shots. Here's another one. Romney rattled by Republican rivals. Mitt Romney, unnerved in South Carolina debate after being challenged over tax returns and negative campaigning. Yeah, Ron Paul is number two right behind him, and Mitt Romney is as globalist as Newt Gingrich or Rick Perry, even worse than Rick Perry. That's hard to say. It's true. He's a ringer, folks. It's either Ron Paul or nobody. And all you Republicans going, well, I'll go for Mitt Romney. He's going to take a dive like Bob Dole did in 1996. Just watch. Continuing here. Oh, I've gotten through two articles. Business group claims Obama creating constitutional crisis over all the different things he's doing. Launching wars without congressional approval. Making recess appointments. We never even brought him before Congress. Of course he is. Ron Paul tied with Romney as most electable Republican. Establishment myth that Paul is unelectable. Debunked yet again. And I hear these local media prostitutes on air repeating that, well, he just can't win. They're not even consciously paid to lie like that. The average cattle brain out there, the average sheephead, thinks that it's cool and trendy to parrot what talking heads say. They watch political shows, and then they think that's real slick and highbrow, and then they go and they parrot what is said, and then feel like they're real smart. You know what? I can go get a parrot and train it to talk too and repeat what I say. Here's another one. This is just some of the financial news here. Senator pushes for GMO labeling in Washington State. That is super good news. You have a right to know what's in there. That's just some of the news in that stack. I mean, I'm just randomly picking up one of the stacks here. Look at this headline. U.S. and Iran inch closer to military conflict, The Hill. Here's another one. Somebody's jamming Iranian national TV signals. The Iranian government's announced via press TV. Saudis are saying, don't worry about Iran. They close the Strait of Hormuz at the end of the month when sanctions are put on them and their gas is cut off. They ship out oil, ship back in refined gas.
because the West has blocked them getting oil field equipment or refinery equipment to be able to refine it. So they're saying they can supply that. Many analysts say that's not true. Look at this article. Healthy 7-year-old girl dies in mother's arms after flu shot. And then it links to the articles that break it all down. The incredible death rates worldwide. It says on the insert it can kill you, but so what? Here's another one. Eugenics in action. 3-year-old girl denied kidney transplant because she is, quote, mentally retarded, she's told. Yeah, in Endgame, in Texas at the state legislature, they asked the head of the state psychiatry board, they say, why are over 2/3 of the foster kids on a whole bunch of psychotropics? He goes, they have bad genes. They come from bad gene pools. See, eugenics is the real religion. And as long as you're not aware of the game that's being played with you, you're going to lose. EPA drops jackboot on necks of couple daring to build on their own land. And as a report going to the Supreme Court, Ron Paul talked about it yesterday. You've bought your property. You own it. They just come along and say if water ever stands on your property anywhere during a rainstorm, it's a wetland, and they can take control of your land and then charge you for taking your land. Oh, that's actually in the Supreme Court case. You know, you don't just have your land taken. They charge you for the assessment to have it taken. And that ties in with another article coming up here in a moment out of Canada. Medicine of the future arrives in High Street as pharmacy offers pills with edible microchips to help doctors monitor patients' health. Here's another one. The chips that are good for you. Pharmacy selling edible microchips. Here's another one. War on drugs transferred to private mercenaries, including Blackwater. And it breaks it all down. That's an article out of Infowars.com. It also links to, as a source, BBC. Here's some more of the articles that I want to get into. All over the country, thug youth are beating people to death for enjoyment. And you notice it's L.A., Chicago, and New York with their victim disarmament legislation, and the police never can bust anybody or never get anybody in trouble, and the few times they do, the person gets a couple years in jail for beating someone to death. I mean, you come over to my car and try to drag me out, I'm just going to shoot you. I'm going to reach right over and pull up my legally sawed-off shotgun. It's sawed-off. It's a bounty hunter sawed right off the legal limit. Store-bought, sawed-off shotgun, and I'm not going to think. You start trying to break in my car, I'm going to shove it in your face, and I'm going to shoot you with buckshot. Prepare to die. But, of course, that stuff doesn't go on in Texas because they know half the people driving around out there will kill you, these little scumbag cowards. They like beating up old ladies and beating up old men. I watch these gangbangers get out and beat old men to death. They need to have their guts completely stomped out of them. Bunch of scum cowards. All right, I'm done talking about that. Let's go ahead and get to this report right here. It just gets more and more insane. This is being reported on in the Toronto Star. You name it. In fact, guys, pull this article up. It's the headline. Homeowner fined $5,200 for growing cucumbers, plans suit. Now, the same thing's being done in England, the same thing's now starting in the United States. And, you know, you've seen where they say you can't have a garden in your backyard. We have to inspect it because it might be drugs. And, of course, you got to pay for the inspection. Or you can't have a garden in your front yard either because that's objectionable. Even in the countryside, they're now saying this in many areas. Because it's all about control over independent people. It's all about control over people that want to be self-sufficient. Oh, you can't sell Girl Scout cookies. You can't have lemonade stands. We're going to arrest you. You can't be Amish showing a neighbor milk or cheese. It's all about driving people into submission. Now, here's the report. Homeowner fined $5,200 for growing cucumbers. Plans suit. A Canadian homeowner, this is not a joke, says there is no way he will pay $5,200 fine in Mission, BC for growing cucumbers in his basement. Lee Grotto, who has lived in the home for 30 years, said he's ready to join an imminent class action lawsuit against the municipality. Grow op bylaw inspections, reports Sam Cooper at Sports Media News. So what they do is they have the repairmen, the phone company people, the cable installers are all spies, and they come to you and they say, we've got to report you're growing vegetables. They don't even say it's marijuana. And they come to you and they say, we're going to inspect you now. We're going to show you the headline there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. We show folks the headline and then scroll down. And then it goes over it. A number of citizens led by Stacey Groundlock said their homes were illegally searched for marijuana grow ops, resulting in them being slapped with fees and repair orders. Did you hear that? They come in your house without a warrant, and then when it's cucumbers or tomatoes, because it's real cold up there, a lot of people have greenhouses, you know, in the shed or the basement, they then fine you upwards of $10,000 or more. You're not even going to believe this. But this is the tyranny. This is the evil. This is the oppression. Because criminals run the government. I mean, the government ships in most of the drugs, folks.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I'm going to go back into this Abbotsville Times report. They've also had similar reports in the Toronto Star and other papers across Canada. This is happening from the east to the west. But before we do that, remember this broadcast is listener-supported. We are an alternative media institution that is growing and dominating and dwarfing so-called mainstream dinosaur, know-it-all, poser, teleprompter, reader, fancy suit media. But when you go to InfoWarsTeam.com and check out the high-quality vitamins and minerals that I personally have scoured the earth to discover the best products available, when you buy Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound, and other great products there. It also supports this transmission at InfoWarsTeam.com. We also have links to it in the online video bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com. You can get all of my films for 70%+ off, 18 DVDs, $99.95. Now, we're carrying other books and videos like Deliberate Dumbing Down, How They Destroyed Our Educational System by Design, from an insider whistleblower, the head of policy, Department of Education. We have the incredible false flag film, Noble Lie, Exposing Oklahoma City as an Inside Job. They're all available at InfoWars.com. And we're also running a 15-day free trial right now at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. So you can watch the radio show live in higher res, the higher quality podcast, all of my films, expanded extras, and InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, again, I'm reading this article. We'll put it back on screen out of the Abbotsville Times. And you cannot make up the magnitude of this. Homeowner fined $5,200 for growing cucumbers, plans suit. So, they fly over your house, and they say, we see unusual heat resonance. Or they spy on your power bill, and the police are in the article. And it says, you're using too much power for, say, three people living here. So they come without a warrant, demand to come in, and then never leave when marijuana's not found. They fine you for mold or for water damage. See, they use zoning rules to harass you out of existence and slap. Some of these fines are over $20,000. Listen to this. And this is coming to the U.S. This is now being rolled in. This is the feudalism terrorism system where they just, bureaucrats just feed on us. A number of citizens led by Stacey Goenlock, who we're going to get on the show, said their homes were illegally searched for marijuana grow ops. That's how they sold the law. Resulting in them being slapped with fees and repair orders, sometimes exceeding $10,000, all on flimsy evidence. Grado, 67, said he has never grown pot. He said it was laughable. But see, it doesn't matter that pot wasn't found. It's just, it's pot, so you're bad. Grotto67 said he's never grown pot. He said that laughable evidence against him consists of pictures of some dirt on the basement wall and a furnace pipe going up the chimney where it should be. Well, that's just evidence. It's upsetting they can do this, said Grotto. We were growing cucumbers in the basement because they wouldn't take outside. Groenlock said he was searched in 09 and hit with thousands in fees and repair orders despite never growing marijuana in his home. A lawyer will probably be filing his civil suit in the next few days, he said. I'm going to the first step forward, he said. And then it goes on to describe it right here in the article. What's worse, inspectors don't even have to find any marijuana. If they find what they deem residual evidence, such as high mold readings, they charge homeowners search fees. That's where you pay to be abused and order other expensive repairs. If a homeowner doesn't comply, their homes are tagged under the bylaw and effectively condemned as unsafe and unusable. And, I mean, oh my God, we are in so much trouble. And then I've got it out of England where it was a guinea pig. Bradford cannabis raid finds guinea pig heater. You have a heater for your guinea pig. Here comes the SWAT team.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.